This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now. Find us online at ernlive.com. Now, here's your host. Welcome back to Street Rod and Custom Radio. Now, here's your host, Dan Longinette.
Welcome back to Street Rod Custom Radio, and I'm your host, Dan Boots Longinette. And Ryan, what do you think of that? I told you we had some great interviews out at SEMA.
You did, and I know we've hit a lot of them on a show, and that's a couple that we hadn't got to yet. So, well, that's one that we hadn't got to yet, another one that we're about to. But
couples now, right?
Good to get those in.
Yeah. Well, these guys are all great, and I was so overwhelmed. It was kind of like, wow, who do I interview? And, you know, and you'll hear in the interview, we, as you walk around, I went and actually walked through all the, you know, displays, and I wanted to see who and what displays we wanted to pass on to Street Rod and Custom Radio. And when we ran into this Jason Buckles young man, I'm telling you what, this is a delightful interview. You're going to enjoy it.
Well, I'm with Jason Buckles, and he's with
Strattech.
I should look. I'm so excited. Let me explain what he does. Jason has this little padlock, and, you know, I'm walking through the show, and I'm like, okay, what's this all about? And basically, you take your ignition key, and all of us that have race car trailers and farms, and if you have padlocks, we all know we have about 30 keys. Well, this padlock's simple. You take your ignition key, like this is your pickup truck. It's an F-150,
yep,
right?
That's a brand new 2015 F-150.
2015 F-150. And you get this lock, brand new, this padlock, and you stick your key in for one time.
Yep.
Do you have to hold it in there for a while? Or
what you do is you stick it in there and you turn it about 180 degrees.
180 degrees.
And as you do so, it mechanically learns your key.
And okay. This is the problem I have. All right. I believe you and all because you look like a very straight up guy. But I have a bad feeling in like 6 months I'm going to go back and it's going to untumble itself.
Nope. It doesn't have that problem. And if it does for some reason, all of our locks are covered by a limited lifetime warranty. So if for some reason it has any problems like that, just take it back to where you bought it and we'll give it a new one for you.
So I mean, I understand you stick the key in and it memorizes the teeth, we'll call it. So for the teeth, what keeps it the memory? I mean, I've tried to fix stuff that work like this, nothing like this, but it just seems like it never keeps the memory.
It's think of it like a zip tie. All the tumblers in there have little notches on them.
Okay.
And the code bars, the same, have same notches, so they line up and they go together like a zip tie. And you pull a zip tie through, and that's how it remembers it.
Okay. So you're saying it works like a zip tie.
Yeah.
So
the little teeth just line up really nice and neat, and when that happens, that's where the code bars lock in there. And it memorizes your key from there.
All right, I want to jump to a website early because everybody wants to look at this when they're listening. So what's your website?
Yeah, they can visit us at boltlock.com.
Okay.
And they can also see us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We got a whole bunch of videos on YouTube showing the locks being used and how to install them. Like we have a toolbox latch, which is really nice. Yeah, so those paddle latches on a toolbox, you can replace them with a lock that works with your car key.
So what other locks? I saw you had some hitch locks.
Yeah, we have a 5/8 and a half inch receiver lock, so it works for class 1 through 5.
Okay.
The padlock, cable lock, a coupler pin lock, toolbox latches, and we have a Jeep spare tire lock.
So here's this guy or gal, and they have about 5 locks on their whole race car trailer setup. They buy 5 of your padlocks. They use their ignition key or any key for that matter, right?
Could be, yeah. You can do. I mean, they do have to work with a car key.
Okay.
We work with GM, Ford, Chrysler, Toyota, and Nissan vehicles for about the last 20 years or so.
Okay.
But say you have a trailer that goes between different vehicles, you could go to a locksmith, have them cut a coin key. It's a key without a transponder.
Okay.
For really cheap, and just have that one key for all your locks still.
What about Honda? Honda has some odd-looking keys.
Honda, it's one we don't work with quite yet.
Okay.
The keys are actually longer than even the Toyota, Nissan, or this one.
And they're fatter. Truck.
Yeah.
But F-150, most pickup trucks you have covered. That's all really matters.
Yeah, we have like the Ford F-150s. We have the Silverados, Sierras, the Tundras.
See, how many? Imagine a gas station attendant in the 70s. He'd be in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
One key for everything. I mean, I'm just sitting there. I keep playing with it. I'm just absolutely amazed by this product. Now, we'll go back in time and let's talk about, you know, the one company that shoots bullets through them. How hard are these to cut and break into or pick, for that matter?
Well, picking is actually very hard. It's plate tumbler sidebar. The system is there when the plate's in there that the key lines up with, they move up and down on springs very freely.
Okay.
And the little code bars on the side, they have to line up just right before a bar goes across all of the different tumblers.
Okay.
There. And that's what actually makes it move. So it's virtually impossible to pick. It's the same technologies you see in your car and keeps your car safe.
So Jason, how did you get involved with this company?
It just there looks good, great product. Looking online, and was like, and they were had a opening for some marketing, and just fell in, and it's just been a great company.
Wow, I'm telling you, I'm impressed, and I promise you, in the next few weeks, when I get back to Ohio, I'm going to get online, I'm going to order some of these. But if I don't want to get online and order them, where do I go to get them?
You can also get them at Pep Boys, Advanced Auto, Four Wheel Parts, I mean, Summit Racing, and there's a whole bunch of other retailers out there. You can find them all at boltlock.com if you click on the retail finder.
Boltlock.com. And how many years you've been pumping these out?
Coming up on 5 years now.
5 years, and I have not heard of these. I'm embarrassed.
I mean, it's okay.
You probably get that a lot. I mean, we're all used to that one big manufacturer.
Yeah.
And we all go to that one. And, you know, I bought my last set of locks at Home Depot. Here's one with a code on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I put my code in there, and my eyes are getting so bad that I got to get my iPhone out, turn the flashlight on, shine on the lock to get it lined up to unlock these two padlocks. So this way I'm picturing I get out of my car, and I go to my storage unit, and I pop my ignition key out of my hand.
Exactly. It's really nice and easy. It's convenient security.
That's awesome. Okay, so the website one more time?
It's boltlock.com.
And Jason Buckles, if they want to get a hold of you, probably better off just going to the website, right?
Yeah, go to the website. You can email us at info@boltlock.com.
All right, buddy. I appreciate your time, and what a great product. And I wish everyone at home would throw away half their keys, maybe get some scrap value on those 45 locks you got unlock every day. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back after this. You're tuned in to Street Rod Custom Radio with Dan Boots, Lon Jeanette.
Stay right there. Boots will be right back with more Street Rod and Custom Radio. This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.